Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dana.
My name is Monica.
Thank you for listening to Height, Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Today's show, I will focus on fresh versus frozen produce. Fresh produce is best because it offers the greatest quantity and variety of nutrients. However, how fresh is your produce? In fact, many fruits and vegetables actually retain more nutrients when they're frozen than when they're eaten fresh. When produce sits on the supermarket shelf or in your refrigerator before being eaten, that means unless you buy fruits and vegetables harvested locally and recently, the ones you eat may contain fewer vitamins and nutrients than you think. Now, carbohydrates, protein, fiber, and mineral content do not differ much between fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables. The good news is that frozen fruits and vegetables have plenty of nutritional value. The choice between fresh and frozen requires you to weigh price and convenience, as well as nutrient value. Frozen is great, healthy alternative to fresh, especially if your fresh produce isn't so fresh anymore. Many canned vegetables have added salt as a preservative, and canned fruits may come in sugary syrup laced with various additives. Removing the skin can reduce mineral content of canned produce. The chemistry of water used in processing also affects mineral content. Me personally, I prefer fresh. But if I need to choose an alternative between canned or frozen, my go-to would be frozen. A can would be the least fresh, the one that I would not choose prior to fresh or frozen, because it contains a lot of additives such as sugary, salt, sodium. It contains a lot of extra things in which our bodies do not need and they consume too much of if you have a can. But people make food choices for complex reasons. Some of these reasons are for taste, price, and convenience, and nutritional value. On the other hand, if fresh produce is unavailable, out of season, or beyond your budget, frozen products provide plenty of nutrition. When all else fails, cracking open a can of peas never hurt anyone. Just watch the sodium or the sugar content, and then you can make those nutritional decisions for yourself and your family. Thank you for listening to Height, Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Stay tuned for my next topic on tips for staying on track with your health and fitness resolutions.
Hi. My name is Monica James, the owner of Brazilian Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, naturally native hair and skin care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so you be sure to purchase our natural hair and skin care products for all of your basic hair and skin care needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day.
Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of $100 or more. So come on down and check out Kuma Fitness and Apparel. Hi, welcome back. I will focus on tips for staying on track with your health and fitness resolutions. Selfies lead to success. Don't use the scale to measure progress. Take photos instead. That way, you actually have visual evidence of your body's progression rather than strictly sticking to numbers on a chart. Set many goals each month. there's nothing wrong with committing to a big year fitness goals. You should also establish small and specific monthly goals to maintain your motivation throughout the year. This will give you a reason to celebrate your monthly progress or success as you move closer to the bigger goal you set for yourself. Choose an accountability partner, whether it's a trainer, a buddy, or even your significant other. A workout partner provides a powerful level of support to keep you motivated year-round. I found out that having a workout friend will increase your likelihood of reaching your fitness goal by 95%. Make sure to choose someone who will not accept your excuses or give you a pass when you are not in the mood to hit the gym or to go outside to get a breath of fresh air and exercise. Challenge yourself to an extreme indoor-outdoor workout. After you've settled in your regular routine, tackling the same workout week after week and month after month may become boring and deplete your fitness mojo. You should be implementing different plans and progressing in your workout at the most basic level. But you can also push yourself in other more exciting ways to keep your commitment fresh. To spice things up, ditch the traditional gym and challenge yourself to one extreme workout per month. To keep things interesting, you can take your workout outside, venture into training at a facility to test your skills on a few obstacles. Adding a competitive element to your New Year's fitness goal also helps to serve as motivation to follow a long-term fitness plan. Since there's a payoff at the end other than the goal of getting in better shape, you will win because you're setting a lifestyle change, something that you can follow and something that you can manifest every day in order for you to stay fit and safe. If you are ready for a healthy lifestyle change, come check out KumbaFitnessAndApparel.com, where you can find dynamic personal trainers, women's and men's sportswear or activewear when reaching your fitness and wellness goals. And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Hype, Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness.